Sagt der Heilige Mischne weiter. Es sagt es, Teromais, Perig Beis, Mischne Hei. There were large onions and small onions. Large onions tasted better. Sagt der Mischne, if this is your choice, a small whole onion estroma or a large half onion estroma? We just said the big ones taste better. But whole onions last longer. So sagt der Mischne, term in Batzel, cut in Shalem, if there's no kind available, I'd much rather you use as truma, a smaller whole onion, v'loy chatzi batzel gadol, not a large half onion. Either big onions are better. Right now there's no kayin. I don't need better, I need something that's going to last longer. V'ayter Rabbi Yehuda says, loy, ki al chatzi batzel gadol. I'd rather you use the half large onion. Aye, it won't last as long. Well, this is Rabbi Yehuda, consistent with his shita that we learned at the end of Mishnah Dalet, even if there's no kind available, you separate the best. I, what's going to be? It won't last as long. That's not your problem. You have to separate from the best. V'chein hoy Rabbi Yehuda imer. Tarmin bitzalim ibnei hamedina alakofim. You can designate onions of the people who live in the city as truma for the onions of the bnei hakfar, the kufrim, the villagers. Avolei min hakufrim al bnei hamedina. Wait, there were different onions? Yeah, there were city onions and village onions. Which was better? The city onions were better. They tasted better. They were for the chash of the people. Neshu Michael politikin. Politikin, they say, comes from the same word as politics. Politics comes from this word. This was before. Meaning the nobility, the chash of the people. The bnei palterin shel malachim. They were sent off to the city. Of course, the onions may have not grown in the city, but the nobility got the chash of the onions. So therefore, Zakhtar Yehuda. You can use onions of the city people as truma for the onions of the villagers, but not the other way around. In Masechtas Brachas, we find a machlokes. Should you rather make a bracha over a larger half a fruit or a smaller whole fruit, which has more chashivas? And there's a machlokes. Is the large the main thing that gives it more chashivas, or the fact that it's whole? Sometimes you give out a fruit or a Danish, and you'll see your little brother, little sister will cry, no, I want the whole one, or I want the bigger one. Which is more chashiv, the bigger or the whole? So the Taisus Yamtiv says that some say, this machloikis here, whether you should rather give the whole small onion or the half large onion, has nothing to do with the previous machloikis. Whether you should get something chashiv or something that lasts longer if there's no kain available. Here we're talking about there is a kain available, b'chlal. It's a machloikis. What's more chashiv? The Tanakhama says. Something whole is more chashiv even if it's smaller. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, something large is more chashiv even though it's only half. A half of a big one, if it's bigger, then the small whole one is more chashiv. That's what the machloikis is all about. But it's not necessarily connected to the machloikis whether would you rather give something that's better or something that lasts longer. It could be that there's a similar pshat in the machlokes about the village vegetables and the city vegetables. It seems, and you can look in the Mishnah Rishonim, the big Mishnayos who explains this, the village vegetables were sharper. A lot of people liked it better. But what was considered nicer and chashiv were the city vegetables. It wasn't so sharp, but it was nicer. The villagers liked sharp things. The city people didn't necessarily like such sharp things. So, do you go after what people like better, or do you go after what's considered more chashiv, what's nicer? So, Rabbi Yehuda, when it comes to truma, you go after what's nicer. That's the chavivas of the mitzvah. Something that the royal people eat. That's what you should give truma from. So, it could be there's a kain available here. It's just tamah machloikas. Okay, time to chazer over our Mishnah. In this Mishnah, we learned, first, there's a machloikas. Whether something being whole is a mila, or something that is large as a mila, which mila is better? The Tanakhama holds, whole is better. Rabbi Yehuda says large is better, so if the half a large one is more than the little whole one, use that one. And here Rabbi Yehuda tells us, what's considered, this you would put on a king's table, that's more chashiv, even if lemaisa, most people besides for the nobility, like the sharp ones. But again, that's according to other Mefarshim. The Batanuri learns that this machloikis is back to what we said to start with, just to remind you, if there's no kain available, what do I do? Tanakama says, give the one that lasts longer, and Rabbi Yehuda says, give the better one. You may want to take a look in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Samaches, Arachayim Simen Kuf Samaches. It begins, if a person had two pieces of bread, a whole piece, a shlema, and he had pieces, let's say, of challah. You have sliced challah and a whole challah. Besides for Shabbos, you need lechem mishnah, even during the week. There's an inyan to make the bracha on the whole one, even though it may be an inferior kind of a bread, whereas the slices, let's say, come from a better kind of a wheat. But there are a lot of different halachis over there, and you're welcome to open up a Mishnah Berurah. You don't need my permission and learn through the sugya now that you got a little bit of a taste of it.